On Rosh Hashanah, we are Mamlech, the Ribono Shel Olam. We anoint, as it were, we celebrate the kingship, the reign of the Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More than that, we are actually causing and bringing him to be the Melech, accepting him as Melech. Ein Melech B'loi Am. The Melech only is king if there are people who accept that he is king. And here, Am Yisrael has the privilege, the distinction, of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imru Lefanai, the Gemara says, as it were, Hashem tells us, say the psukim of Malchios, Shetamlichuni Aleichem, so that you will be bringing me to become your king. Why do we begin with Aleinu L'Shabeach? It's not just introductory. Aleinu L'Shabeach is an explanation of our role. Aleinu L'Shabeach. It is upon us to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, why can't all the other peoples of the world, why aren't other nations involved in being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? After all, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin for all the nations of the world. It is not only a day of reckoning and of judgment for the Jewish people, it's a day of reckoning and judgment for all of mankind. But it is only Am Yisrael that's capable and that is chosen to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shaloi osonu kigoye ha'aratzois. We are different. We are created different. V'loi somonu kimishpachos ha'adama. Shaloi som chelkenu kahem. Our role and our responsibilities are different from those of any other people. And we hope to succeed by being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pressing forward with the work of our King, so that as we read in the Psukim of Malchios, particularly in Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed, that in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be recognized and known and appreciated fully as the Melech Malchei HaMelachim. The first of the Psukim is indeed Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed. Rav Alexander Ziskin wrote the classic work, the Sefer Yesod V'Sherush HaAvoida. It was a Sefer that was embraced by all of Klal Yisrael, by the Chassidische, by the Litvisha, by literally all of the Jewish people, a great and important Sefer. And in the Sefer Yesod V'Sherush HaAvoida, he tells us that Hashem Yimloch L'Olam V'ed is a pasuk with which we should have the thought, the sense and kavana of tremendous joy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am taking upon myself the God, the King, but not only on myself, but because it's Lashon Osid, Hashem Yimloch L'Olam V'ed, it's for the future. It's for all eternity. But I'm only living now, in this moment, today, and for how many more years? But because I am Mekabel, and my children will be Mekabel, and my children's children will be Mekabel, with the energy of my accepting God as King now, I pledge that I, my children, my children's children for generations on, till the end of all time, we are taking on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as our Melech, and with great joy. The next pasuk is the pasuk that, ironically, was said by Bilam. Lehibit oven b'Yaakov, v'lei ra amol b'Yisrael. It's important to know that it was this time of year that that pasuk was said, that it was indeed at this time of reckoning for mankind, that Balak and Bilam said, well, maybe there's going to be an opening. Maybe this is a time when we can find what to criticize about the Jewish people and cause them to be condemned, God forbid, in Shemayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, as he placed them in the mouth of Bilam, Lehibit oven b'Yaakov, v'loi ra amol b'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees what he wishes to see, the good in us. Hibbet means a very deep and penetrating look. And what he sees, if he penetrates as he does see into us and into our neshamos, he sees holiness and goodness. Usruas melech bo. He sees in us sruas melech. He sees in us that while we are not perfect, we try to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the trua, with trepidation, with a great call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we succeed in turning, God forbid, any anger in heaven toward favor in our direction. We are mahapech, roiges, terachamim. And finally, vayhi birshun melech b'hisasef roshei am. The pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us right before his passing. As we said, a nation that is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a nation needs to be a strong people, a people that can assert the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or through acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asserts God's Malchus on behalf of mankind. But we need to be a joined together nation, a unified nation. And that too is part of the message of that pasuk, that when we are Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, the Malchus, the kingship of God, is strengthened. Not only are we strengthened, but the Malchus of Hashem Yisbarach is strengthened. We succeed in being Mamlechim correctly and fully, effectively, when we are united. The final pasuk of Malchios is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And while that pasuk doesn't have the word melech in it, it is all about the fact that Hashem Echad, one unitary God, is obviously all-powerful, all-present, all that exists in the context of his reality. That's the ultimate in Malchus. It's also that final pasuk that comes right after the last pasuk from Nevi'im. The last pasuk of the words of the Nevi'im, V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz b'yam hu yihi Hashem echad u'shmo echad, is about how in the times to come, it won't only be the Jewish people recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as melech, but it'll be all of mankind. Going back to Hashem yimloch l'olam v'ed, we now say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem who is accepted by us, the one Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, will be the Hashem Echad for all of mankind when the fulfillment of V'haya Hashem L'melech Al Kol Ha'aretz will occur. B'yom Ahu, Yihyeh Hashem Echad U'Shma Echad, and then the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is the final Pasuk of Malchios. Malchios does not conclude with this Pasuk within the bracha, within Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu Melech al kol ha'olam kule b'chvedecha, because that bracha is the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. But that bracha ends Melech al kol ha'aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron, so that we understand it is at the same time the bracha that celebrates our having been given the opportunity to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's the same bracha that states that that is the holiness of this day, the holiness of Am Yisrael, and the holiness of the Yom HaZikaron is that he is Melech, and we are the ones who have made it so.